Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is about knowledge of the unseen and the Imam's knowledge of the unseen. Now, this is a little controversial topic, a touchy topic. A lot of other Muslim denominations don't believe that anybody besides God has knowledge of the unseen. They categorically deny it. And they base their beliefs on certain verses of the Holy Quran in which Allah, you know, He says that only, apparently, God says that only God Himself has knowledge of the unseen. Now, right now, we don't want to get into the answer to these people's argument and how to refute it. It's actually quite easy to. But in any case, this is something that we can talk about in another session. Right now, we want to look at what Imam Ali alayhi salam says regarding this topic in the form of this beautiful hadith. Imam Ali alayhi salam said the following when one of his companions, this companion was from the tribe of Kalb. One of his companions from this tribe, he said the following to him, "Indeed, you have been given knowledge of the unseen, O Commander of the Faithful." Imam Ali alayhi salam, he laughed upon hearing this, saying, "O brother of Kalb, Ya Akha Kalb, this is not knowledge of the unseen." I don't have knowledge of the unseen, the Imam says. He denies this. Then what do you have? The Imam says, "But instruction from the possessor of knowledge. Laysa huwa bi'ilmin bi'ilmi ghaybin wa innama huwa ta'allumun min dhi ilmin." I don't have knowledge of the unseen independently. Rather, whatever knowledge I have, now regardless of whether that is knowledge of the unseen, that which is hidden, or knowledge that is, you know, apparent and knowledge of things and ordinary things, whatever it is, whatever knowledge I have, whatever wisdom I have, it has been given to me by God Almighty. The Imam, he clarifies exactly what he means here. He says, "Verily, knowledge of the unseen is knowledge of the hour, and what Allah, glory be to Him, has listed in this verse. Indeed, the knowledge of the hour is with Allah. He sends down the rain, and He knows what is in the wombs." So, this is kind of interesting. It kind of clarifies, first of all, what exactly is the unseen, which has been mentioned in, you know, these verses, which state that only God has knowledge of the unseen. The Imam clarifies it. It refers to certain specific things, like, for example, knowledge of when the hereafter will occur, and, for example, other certain natural phenomenon, knowledge of the fate of human beings, predestination, and these kind of things. The Imam references these things and says that these are things that God has knowledge of. This is knowledge of the unseen, and God has it. And, you know, these are things that, you know, the Imam doesn't have knowledge of. They're relegated simply for Allah. However, he does have knowledge which the Imam does have knowledge which God, the Imam, the Allah has instructed him and has taught him. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at knowledge of the unseen and the knowledge of the Imam in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.